And I'm Scott Horsley. Democrat John Kerry came out of his second debate with President Bush feeling good about his campaign and looking forward to their third matchup this Wednesday in Arizona. That final debate will be devoted to domestic issues, which have long been considered Kerry's strong suit. Kerry told supporters in northeastern Ohio yesterday, when it comes to jobs, health care, and energy policy, they have a clear-cut choice in November.
Do you want more of the same? Do you want to move America in a new direction? Are you ready for common sense in American politics? Are you ready for mainstream American values to be put back in decisions? Are you ready for new leadership? Well, help is on the way.
Kerry chided President Bush for refusing to answer Friday when asked to list three mistakes he's made. The Kerry campaign has repeatedly accused the president of failing to acknowledge problems, a charge the campaign dramatized by passing out rose-colored glasses to reporters covering the debate.
Do we want leadership, as it's called, that can't face reality and admit mistakes? Or do we want leadership that sees the truth and tells the truth to the American people?
The Kerry campaign says even if the president can't see mistakes, others can. From former Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer, who said last week that the U.S. never had enough troops on the ground, to weapons inspector Charles Dulfer, who concluded Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction. On Friday, the Labor Department reported more lackluster job gains in September. All of that news has worked to Kerry's advantage, but Kerry advisor Mike McCurry says it's not an accident.
You have to look underneath those are failed strategies and failed policies. And I think reminding people that they have to live with the consequences of the wrong choices that they've made, and we are holding them accountable for that, but then we have to lift up a new direction for America. So that's part of our assignment, too.
While Republicans boast of energizing their core supporters Friday night, a Democratic pollster says Kerry made gains with independent and undecided voters. That could be critical in closely contested states like Ohio and Florida, where Kerry also campaigns this weekend. Supporter Rachel Arrowood not only attended Kerry's Ohio rally yesterday, she also signed up to help woo more crossover voters.
I have relatives in rural counties that are just kind of Bush, and that worries me. Can to get the word out.
The Kerry campaign sees another great opportunity to get the word out this coming week in the third and final presidential debate. Scott Horsley, NPR News.